This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today is a big day for a gaggle of fledgling startup founders. They're each about to take the stage in front of hundreds of potential investors and make what might be the most important 2.5-minute argument for their continued existence. And I'm not saying there's a formula, but here's what they're working with.
We're Waylos. And
we're Crowdery, and we're taking something.
We're DoorDash, and we enable.
We're Lollipop. We're the eBay.
We are the founders of Simple Legal. We are the Mint.com of legal spend.
That is the sound of Demo Day. It happens at a Silicon Valley organization called Y Combinator, which is famous in the tech world for helping startups go big. Vacation rental site Airbnb, cloud storage company Dropbox, Reddit, all launched from YC, as it's often called. But the organization, not quite a decade old, has had some problems. Y Combinator co-founder Paul Graham has come under fire. Critics say he's made comments that suggest he's biased against startups run by women and people from outside the U.S. Y Combinator has brought on Sam Altman as its first president. I asked him how he would describe the organization.
We take very inexperienced teams of often just two or three people that want to start a startup and have an idea and help them and advise them and invest money in their company so that they can start a company.
Your predecessor, Paul Graham, he's made some comments about what makes for a successful founder. These comments have been viewed as offensive by women, by foreigners. Tell me how you're looking at the culture and what your role is going to be in changing it.
The diversity comments towards YC are always sort of befuddling to me. One third of our partners are women. Any way you want to cut diversity, sort of, it exists among our partnership and our companies. I think that a few comments Paul made got sort of terribly taken out of context.
But I just read a blog of yours. I know for one thing you mentioned changing the number of men that appear on the company's website.
Yeah.
So there's obviously there is a cultural issue here.
Well, so on that one, it is certainly true that the first set of really successful founders we had were all men. But recently, we've had some very successful women, and we just haven't updated the website in a while. But we, in fact, are funding quite a lot. 24% of the startups that are presenting today have a female founder, which, relative to the industry, is incredibly high.
Now, you originally pitched to this organization. You're now the head of the organization. You're going to be watching a ton of pitches. Can you give anybody any sort of 2-minute pitching advice?
Yes, you know, it's funny. We spent all weekend till like 2 a.m. sitting with the startups, drilling their pitches. And there are common mistakes that people make, like not being clear and mumbling and not looking at the audience. But really, if you look sort of at a fundamental level, in a 2.5-minute pitch, all you're trying to do is convince investors that there is a chance, however small, that you could be the next $10 billion startup. What you're really trying to do is, for lack of a better word, frighten investors, which means you don't have to tell them everything about what your startup does. You just have to explain to them that there is potentially something really interesting going on here.
Sam Altman is the new president of the startup accelerator Y Combinator, and he's getting ready for Demo Day right now. Sam, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.